Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Just a few days before Halloween, people are getting costumes. They're going out as something, and we're going to find out what. As we welcome Mary Banayotu to WGN. Good evening, Mary.
Good evening.
How are you?
I'm well. How about you?
I'm doing fine. I'm in a fine fettle, thank you. You are the founder, owner, Chicago Costume, Lincoln Park, 1120 West Fullerton, Portage Park, 4727 West Montrose. You've always been a great place for costumes.
Thank you.
For a variety of events, theater companies, school, corporate businesses, neighborhood committees, charities, crazy people from Channel 9. You know,
that's right. It's Channel 9.
They always show up every year, don't they?
Yep.
But this year, there is an issue that needs to be addressed. And somebody from a national Halloween chain put a billboard in front of your store. Is that, am I getting this right? Like right across the street?
Yes, it's like right above the railroad tracks. So people driving down the street can see it. Or maybe driving to our store, they'll see that billboard.
Now, this is not a company that is in Chicago before or after Halloween, am I right?
Right. It's a nationwide chain.
Oh, a nationwide chain.
It's a nationwide chain. They go and put pop-up Halloween stores and vacant stores.
Oh, yeah. I've seen plenty of that. Well, that's why we've got to talk about you on the air, and that's why some of your friends and previous customers in the community are raising the hue and cry so that when it's time to get a costume, it's time to go to Chicago Costume. Not interloper, carpetbagger costume. We're supposed to go to Chicago Costume, a family-owned costume store. Come on. How many of those are there? Hardly any.
There are only a few left anymore.
That's right. And we've all been there. I forget. I mean, it was a long time ago. Probably in the 70s, early 80s, I came in for something. I don't even remember what it was. But you're there, and you know, people have used it for years. And you're also sort of a barometer, I think, at least when it comes to adults, of what is currently the costume trend. I guess that would be the term. And this year, what have you noticed as are the most popular costumes, and what are the costumes that sell no matter what year it is?
Well, you know, they started in September calling up and saying, do you have Squid Games? And I had never heard of Squid Games myself.
I knew it.
But I'm fortunate that there are a lot of people that are a lot much more connected. My son, for instance, and other people who are much more media, current popular culture savvy, saw that on the horizon. And we definitely have all those Squid Games costumes. So it's there'll be something new and different every year. I was thinking it would still be in the pandemic line, you know, that people would do something with the virus. But I think that it's going to be a much more interesting Halloween.
You don't have a virus costume, do you?
You know, we didn't. We thought about it for last year, but last year, you know, hardly anybody went out. So, you know, the hypodermic syringes are selling, people like that, for the vaccine. There were several virusy-looking, you know, coronavirus-looking headpieces, you know, that looked more sort of like planets with things coming out of them.
But, like Hellraiser,
that is what
only
people want to do.
Like Hellraiser, but only a virus instead of the
things. There you go,
that's exactly what it is.
In
fact, you know, when I was just discussing with friends and things, and I'm not going to get a costume, but this year, But if I were, I was going to go for Squid Games, which I had watched, and that was one of the first things that occurred to me while I was watching it. These are unbelievably cool and easy costumes. So when something like that happens, whether it's Squid Games or something else in the past that comes up and becomes sort of the in thing, and you're a costume store, where do you get? Where do you go to get them?
Well, my son found them. I think that the Squid Games was well placed, and the people who had the licenses for those had the stuff produced and ready to sell into this market, and that releasing it when they did was part of was selling the merchandise. One of the other things that's been really popular, and it's again in a cultural thing, is the Among Us game. It's a video game,
right?
And they're all wearing sort of astronaut looking helmets in different colors, and we couldn't find those anywhere, so we were making them, and we've been making them. You know, we've put on order. You can order them, and then we cut and make them and ship them, you know, usually in a day or two. Sell them.
You make them yourself?
Yes, we make them right there in our shop in Portage Park.
And you say to yourself, the listener is saying, really, how does she know how to do that? Well, because she studied costume design and technology at the Goodman Theater School.
That's right.
Well,
a while back, but yeah. I've been doing this most of my life. So
you
learn a little bit in school, and you learn a lot more out there in life doing it.
Yeah, but I don't think, you know, Mary, that there are a lot of costume stores. First of all, there's not a lot of costume stores to begin with, but that they would be run by somebody who had gone to the Chicago Theater School when it was still part of the Art Institute of Chicago. I mean, that's some heavy-duty credentials, if you ask me. I think that's a big plus.
It served me well. I think they did a good job educating me.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes in our lives, there's only one or two things that you learn that serve you really well, and that was it for me. You know, that sometimes there's that one math equation that you continue to use your life, and the whole rest of your 3 years of geometry, you never need it.
Wow.
But, you know, there's certain things that you can learn, and then you can just run with it.
That is a great story. I also saw a mention of the Ivanhoe Theater.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember the Ivanhoe Theater?
I certainly do remember the Ivanhoe Theater. I don't remember what I went to see there, but yeah, absolutely, I remember the Ivanhoe. Yeah.
That was years ago when I first started out. I was making costumes there.
And so they went bankrupt, and you took all their costume inventory?
Right. They were putting it in the garbage. The people who bought the building were said, oh, who wants all these old clothes? And I was like, oh, I'll take them.
Yeah.
I want them. Because, you know, if you spend a lot of time designing and sewing and making something, it feels sort of like part of you, like a little child or something. You know, you created this. You hate to just see it swung into a dumpster somewhere.
Absolutely. What a
waste.
It doesn't
look like something to someone else. So, and I'm kind of a hoarder at heart anyway. So how can you have something nice? And okay, you might never use it, but it's nice and you have it. So
we're talking to Mary Panayoto, who's the founder and owner of Chicago Costume, that has two locations, one in Lincoln Park at 1120 West Fullerton, and the other in Portage Park at 4727 West Monroe. What are your hours?
No, Montrose.
What did I say? Oh, I said Monroe.
Monroe.
Montrose. What are your hours?
This week, you know, we're open until 9, 10 o'clock at night. Open early in the morning, you know. Let's everybody come in whenever they're off work and get your costume. You know, we have to run longer hours because we want to serve everybody.
Of course. Has business been good this year? I mean, obviously
certainly better than last year. Well, you know, last year was nothing. Yeah. So, it's certainly there.
And are there costumes that are tried and true, and that every year you know you're going to sell a whole bunch of some, like, iconic costume that never really ever goes away?
No, of course. There's those popular things. Black fishnets, you know. You can never not sell those at Halloween time. Dracula teeth, Dracula fangs. You always sell those. A black Dracula cape. You know, I get those by the grosses because everybody, you know, that's, especially if you're up to the last minute, it's like, oh, well, here, I'll just go as a, get me a cape and some teeth, I'll be good. clowns, clowns, you know, there was a time there and we're still in a little bit of scary clowns.
Oh,
and maybe
yes.
They're making a little more of the scary clowns.
Oh, oh yeah.
Clowns are still good. And then a lot of things like a kitty, a puppy, a bunny, a pig, those are still, you know, everybody who has a newborn or someone under 1 year old, it, you know, comes and finds a baby costume and it's like, oh, but this is so cute. It's the same so cute that it has been for the last 50 years. But, you know, they put their own child in it and think that it's, you know, something brand new. They've never seen anything so cute.
Well,
so,
you know, cute never goes out of style. You wouldn't have to have a Chucky costume, would you?
I think there's Chucky, yeah.
Oh, okay, just wanted to make sure. Well, all the best to you, Mary, and I hope you do gangbuster business for the Halloween holiday, and I want to thank you for being with us here at WGN.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
You betcha. But once again, that is Chicago Costume, Lincoln Park, 1120 West Fullerton, and their number is 773-528-1264. And Portage Park at 4727 West Montrose at 773-282-1264 for all your Halloween costume needs.